Many businesses were counting on business interruption insurance to soften the blow of the lockdown due to COVID-19. But the safety net that they thought they had purchased may not be there due to a reluctance from the insurance industry to pay out claims for business interruption. South Africa's biggest insurer, Santam, have indicated that they are not paying out as they regard losses as a result of the lockdown and not the pandemic. One of the South African insurers who have indicated that they will pay for loss of income due to the lockdown and COVID-19 is OUTsurance. The Chief Executive Officer of OUTsurance, Dani Matier, said they have already started paying claims and they have also given financial assistance to some of their clients and service managers.
Now, I'm not quite sure exactly, you know, on everyone's approach to it, but certainly our approach from day one, and by that I mean since the lockdown, basically was to pay these claims where our customers had the appropriate extension on their business interruption, which we call tourist attraction loss. So yes, we have been paying those claims since probably April for losses occurring in March and onwards.
Can you give us an estimate of what has been paid out so far?
Yeah, to date we've paid out just over 40 million rand, probably in the region of 43 million rand. Our maximum exposure is in the region of 220 million rand. Now, the reason why those two numbers differ is because obviously we pay these businesses on a monthly basis as we review their loss of income. So in some instances, businesses are able to open again and that helps them generate some income and we take that into account. But we expect our maximum exposure will be 220 million.
You mentioned the tourism industry. Does it cover also the hospitality industry? Can you give us a bit of a profile of what these businesses that you've been saving look like?
Yeah, no, it does cover hospitality broadly. The majority of the claims are from restaurants, coffee shops, bars, those sort of bed and breakfast, guest lodges, those sort of businesses. So by far and away the majority. And again, you know, by definition, the fact that it's called the tourist attraction loss means that it is really aimed at the hospitality industry, yes.
What the other companies have done and what I've seen in the court case is that they separate COVID-19 from the lockdown. You didn't do that.
Yeah, again, Linda, I'm not sure exactly of each insurer's approach. And of course, that's their prerogative, how they approach it. Ours was very simple that, you know, our policy wording speaks to infectious disease within a specific radius from the customer, 50 kilometers. So we made two decisions early on from a causation point of view. Our view is that, you know, the virus is the cause of the lockdown. So the proximate cause is the virus. And where those extensions in our policies exist, we therefore think they engage. And secondly, we didn't expect customers to prove to us that there was an infectious disease within that 50-kilometer radius, just because we don't think the burden of proof would be fair in that case. Having said that, of course, you know, if the lockdown wasn't instituted, I think our view is also that it's very likely that there would have been a virus within 50 kilometers of many people. So, again, I can't comment on others simply because policy wordings differ, approaches differ, reinsurance arrangements might differ, but that has been our approach, yes.
You don't want to refer to the court cases, but one of the things that has been said is that if the big insurers pay this out, it would be a massive financial loss and very difficult for them to recover from that. How do you handle that? How did you see that? Is your business going to survive or thrive or have the same profits because of these payments that you are making?
For us, it's not an issue of solvency for us. You know, as I said, our maximum exposure is probably 220 million rand. Now, in context, we only sell this business interruption in our commercial insurance business. So that equates to about 14% of our annual premiums. So certainly it will have an earnings impact. There's no doubt about that. And in our group, because we're a diversified group with personal lines insurance business as well as life insurance business, it's probably about 2.5% of our annual premiums that we are, you know, have as maximum exposure. So it's certainly not a case of not surviving for us. We will survive, and yes, it will impact our earnings. But, you know, I think the way we think about that is, you know, we have a responsibility under our contract to honor these claims, and we have to treat our customers fairly, and our brand and reputation is probably worth more than fighting it. And again, if you fight it in court, you know, our view is just we don't think it's worthwhile. So absolutely, it'll have an earnings impact, but it's not an issue of survival for us.
About court cases in general, when it comes to insurers, there is the perception that they're sometimes dragged out because the insurers have the money behind them, and that you're basically in a lose-lose situation. You think that going to court is not really the way to solve this?
Well, not for us, because we're paying the claims. Remember, again, I don't really know all the facts behind the decisions for other insurers, because I'm not privy to that. And there may be differences there, which means their situation is different. I do think most of them have committed to try and expedite the process, and certainly our regulators have been very clear and good in that regard to say that they will assist where they can to expedite it. So, you know, again, I can't comment on why others have chosen the route that they have.
Can you just give us some insight what the insurance landscape looks like in South Africa? If you look at a list of the top 10...
You know, if we think in premium terms, we'd probably be around number four. Santam is certainly the biggest insurer in the country, probably followed by Old Mutual or Hollard, and then we would be in and amongst that in the top 3 to 4 ranges.
Well, would it be then easier for you maybe to settle those claims than one of those big insurers that would take a massive hit?
Possibly, absolutely. Again, I don't know what the exposure is, but we're probably somewhat fortunate that our exposure isn't that big and we can make this decision. But, you know, I don't have insight into the exact exposure, so I can't really safely answer that.
Do you have a figure of how many businesses you saved and would get the payments?
135 policies where we have claimants under those. So by that you can deduce that, you know, at a full payment term, assuming everyone claims on the full indemnity, the average payment to one of those businesses would be in the region of 1.1 million rand.
Do you have an idea of how badly businesses are affected by COVID-19?
Look, I mean, of course, we all follow the media, and, you know, be it more media or social media, you see what consumers are saying, and we are also very engaged as a patron sponsor with RASA, which is the Restaurant Association of South Africa. And, you know, there's no doubt, I mean, economically, not only for businesses affected by business interruption, but the economy is in a very precarious position. It was before COVID. COVID has obviously exacerbated that. And there's tremendous uncertainty about where it goes. So, you know, I think there's high levels of concern. And unfortunately, I think the economic impact and the worst of it is probably still to come as people's reserves run out, as supports from financial institutions may not be as readily available as what it was. So, indeed, I think there's a lot of pain in the system, so to speak.
Have you found that people skip payments because of what's going on at the moment?
Absolutely. It's something we keep a close watch on, but we've also assisted our customers by not cancelling their insurance policies for non-payment. Instead, we contact them and try and make other arrangements to see if we can perhaps reduce cover or put other mechanisms in place to keep the basic risk management in place for them. But say, I think the impact on consumers from an affordability perspective is probably still to come into the system in the next couple of months. So that remains a key watch item for us. We've not seen a major shift in that regard, but I do think it is something that will probably still grow.
This is Linda van Tilburg for BizNews.